We're talking to Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science. Hey, Tim, Senator Markey has been speaking out against the Trump cabinet appointments. Why is he getting out front that way?
Well, some of the cabinet appointments have indicated the Trump administration's views on climate change. Trump has said famously that climate change is a hoax, it's something cooked up by the Chinese, and some of his appointments to the cabinet, the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, former Governor Rick Perry, Secretary of Energy, these are nominations that have just outraged Senator Markey and have brought him to the fore to argue that he will oppose these nominations. He will insist that they be carefully scrutinized in the Senate. There's not a whole lot Markey can do as a member of the minority party, but it has resulted in an increased public profile of Senator Markey. He's usually in the shadow of Elizabeth Warren when it comes to our Senate delegation.
Is it possible that he sees himself as a candidate?
I don't think so. I think Markey, he'll be up for re-election in 2020. Climate change is one of his signature issues.
So wait. So 2020 means he'd have to either run for president or Senate, right?
You couldn't run for both. And I have to say, with all due respect to the senator, he's a policy guy. He does his homework. He's not the most charismatic individual out there. It would be hard to imagine him as a candidate for the presidency or even on anyone's short list as a vice presidential running mate.
Well, we're on the subject. Next door in Connecticut, there's Chris Murphy, who has appeared on this program many times, continues to do so. We love him. People are talking about him. He's really made a name for himself as a senator now that he's moved up from the House. You think he's got a shot?
He may. The Democratic bench is wide open right now, and Senator Murphy had made his name in part pushing for tighter gun restrictions after the Sandy Hook shootings. He's authored some intriguing legislation already in the new session. One is a bill that would require presidential candidates and vice presidential candidates to release their income tax returns in direct response to Donald Trump's refusal to release his income tax returns. It would kick in once a party's nominee has accepted the nomination. It's legislation that's probably not going anywhere, but it's high-profile stuff, and it gets his name out there. If you think about the Democratic bench, you might look back to, say, after the 1988 presidential election, when George Herbert Walker Bush beat Michael Dukakis so badly. There was a period where the party was looking around for its next leaders, and the 1992 nomination contest was really crowded. A lot of folks in there, Bill Clinton, Paul Tsongas, Mario Cuomo for a while, dallied and thought about it and then finally decided not to. He missed his moment at that point. I think we are seeing something very similar to that right now, where any number of people, Chris Murphy included, could emerge as national figures as the party tries to find its way.
And who knew who Barack Obama was?
Yeah, absolutely. Although you have to say, Barack Obama gave the keynote at the 2004 Democratic Convention as he was running for the Senate. He wasn't even in the United States Senate yet. He was a state legislator from Illinois, and he was able to capture the attention of the country right away because of his speaking style and his story. Who will be the next Barack Obama, the next breakout star of the party? Hard to tell. The communications field has changed so much with social media. It may take more than a keynote speech for the next leader of the party to build that kind of momentum. It's just wide open right now.
Let's spend a few moments on Medicare, and Social Security. The Republicans have plans. In your polling, in your instincts, is this a disaster for them?
Well, a lot depends on what they actually put forward. And the party is not of one, the Republican Party is not of one mind on a couple of these things. So let's start with Medicare. So Medicare is health insurance for people age 65 and older. It's a single-payer plan, in a sense. And Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, would like to reform Medicare. He has talked about creating a voucher system for Medicare where individuals would get vouchers and then shop for their health insurance. That is something that is not universally supported in the party. You would see a revolt if the party tried to impose that on current Medicare recipients. One technique might be to say, well, we'll grandfather in people currently on Medicare, and this would affect future folks once they hit the age of 65. Even there, it's a heavy lift. Medicaid, there is talk in the Republican Party of making it a state block grant program. The states administer Medicaid. Medicaid is health insurance for the poor, but not just health insurance for the poor. It's also support for older Americans suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia. Medicaid is what pays for nursing home stays. If citizens don't have their own private resources to pay for nursing homes, making that a block grant, giving it to the governors might welcome that. But what we know from block grants is that depending on how the rules are written, states can sometimes raid those block grants for other purposes if they're having trouble balancing their budget. So that's going to be a very controversial policy
And yet, Tim Versalotti, we have to remember, of course, that nobody knows this better than you, that the middle class, which relies on Medicare, you know, this is something you don't want to fool with. I mean, I think your insight into that is correct. But the poor don't have the same kind of clout that the middle class do. And so I think Medicaid may be a greater risk.
It may be. And so it will fall to the Democrats to point out that Medicaid is not just health insurance for the poor, but it also does support care for the elderly across the board. And Democrats will have to make the argument that if you cut Medicaid, if you cut health care for the poor, we all end up paying higher insurance premiums because hospitals then have to provide indigent care for individuals who don't have health insurance, be it Medicaid or private health insurance. There are ways to frame this debate to pull the middle class in and make them pay attention. And so it will be a raucous policy debate. Now, Republicans have the votes in the House and Senate. Depending on how legislation is written, though, Democrats in the Senate could filibuster to keep this type of block grant approach to Medicaid from becoming law. It'll be one of the hot button issues in this Congress, no question about it.
And they will keep their hands on Social Security, don't you think?
I think they will. The one approach that's been talked about in the past, which is diverting some of the Social Security tax into private investments so that individuals could invest some of their Social Security savings in the stock market. When President Bush proposed that, it didn't take very long for Democrats to frame this as privatization and for public opinion to really sour on tinkering with Social Security. So I would think of the policies that, again, would be the heaviest lift. Now, one other thing to talk about is the Affordable Care Act. And if that is repealed, when that is repealed, depending on the nature of the repeal, it also will affect funding for Medicare because the Affordable Care Act has included some financial components that actually rein in the cost of Medicare, make Medicare more self-sufficient. So it all is tied together, and these are very complex policy debates, and the parties will be working on messaging to simplify it and win public opinion to their side.
Our great friend Tim Versalotti is director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, has a lot of lucky students who get to hear him. It's always wonderful to talk to you, Tim, and we'll look forward to the next time you come around.
Thank you, Alan.